101.3 FM and on
and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics.
Good evening, everybody, from the Rowe Activity Center on the 1230 Sacred Heart campus. It's time for high school basketball action tonight. It is going to be Pioneer Conference action between Fall City Sacred Heart and the Tri-County Trojans. In our girls' game tonight, Fall City Sacred Heart comes in ranked number 6 in D2 at 4-2 on the year for Coach Luke Santa. Tri-County girls, they are 1-5 on the season, looking to get back on the winning side of the scoreboard here tonight against State Art Tri-County under first-year head coach Connor Hogue from Fall City, a Fall City High School graduate, and his first job out of college, head coach here of the Tri-County Trojans. It's always good to catch up with Connor Hogue and find out what's going on, and he's got a whole bunch of girls out, so that's a good thing. We've got a bunch of them out there, and we'll see what he can get done with them here with a new team this year and in the future. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll give you the starting lineups for tonight's game between Tri-County and Sacred Girls on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Fall City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Starting tonight for the Tri-County Trojans, the visitor's night, it will be 5'8" junior Kenzie Strine, a 5'4" sophomore Aubrey Sims, 5'8" junior Ella Clark, a 5'3" freshman Isabel Peters, and a 5'8" junior Katrina Washburn. Kenzie Strine, Aubrey Sims, Ella Clark, Isabel Peters, and Katrina Washburn are starting five tonight for the Tri-County Trojan girls. For Coach Luke Sander tonight, he'll stay with that same lineup that's been successful 4 out of 6 times this year. Actually, 4 out of 5 because they had a different starting lineup the first game with McKinley Schull out injured to that game, and she has not been able to play a start since that first game. For the Irish tonight, it will be 5'8" senior Olivia Eichhoff, 5'4" senior Delaney Witt, 5'8" sophomore Gentry Lechtenberg, 5'10" senior Jessica Wurtenberger, and 6' senior Macy Keller. Olivia Eichhoff, Delaney Witt, Gentry Lechtenberg, Jessica Wurtenberger, and Macy Keller. You're starting five tonight for Fall City Sacred Heart. We're getting ready for the introduction, and we will take another 2-minute break and be back with the tip-off on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Lab class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that emergencies don't just happen between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. That's why our emergency care staff is available 24/7. You can take comfort in knowing that quality care is right around the corner every time at Nemaha County Hospital. To learn more about emergency care at Nemaha County Hospital, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Ready to go here at the Row Activity Center. We've got the starting lineups we introduced here yet. Tri-County on the road there in the blue uniform tonight. Sacred Heart home again. Now, Sacred Heart's game Thursday night up at Elmwood Murdoch. That has already been postponed. If you were planning on going to that on the road, it has been postponed. They will not play that game Thursday night. They will play it instead on January 3rd. Elmwood Murdoch hosting the Sacred Heart. Tonight, Falls City Tigers are at Elmwood Murdoch. Take that squad on. Randy Gatula is up there. That game on sister station KGNC tonight. So if you're looking for Tiger basketball tonight, it's on KGNC. The hours here on Sunny 101.3. All of our games on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net. That's MSCSports.net. Hit the listen live button. You'll get a drop down box of all the radio stations. For us, for Sunny 101.3, that's KLZA. We have a real name besides Sunny. And of course, KTMC. So we are ready to go. Players introduced and ready to roll. Sacred Heart will go right to left toward the west bucket here in the first half tonight. It will be Macy Keller to step into the center circle, jumping it up in there against Isabel Peters. It's Ella Clark, 5'8 junior. Sorry, we couldn't see her uniform. Okay, it's going to be Trojan basketball. Here we go to start the game. They come up across midcourt, take the ball to the front court there to Clark. Clark skips it over against the Irish defense here. Sagart manned up on the right side, tipped away, stolen away by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, the senior, looking up the floor. Down the lane she goes. Oh, my goodness, and a blocking foul. I'll tell you what, Wurtenberger got the best of that deal, and she got fouled, but she delivered a blow there. Foul will go on Kenzie Stride, her first and the first foul of our ball game. We'll put Wurtenberger at the line to shoot to. First one on the way, rattles around, and it will not go in. She'll get another one here. Wurtenberger ready. Second free throw coming for the senior. It's up. It is going to rattle. It won't go. Keller the rebound. One dribble back up. Missed it. And a rebound brought down there by Ella Clark. But we come to the front court now. Trojan basketball. Trojans off the left side. Hold it there. They look to the middle. Pass it away to Isabel Peters. Now she looks back over the left side, gets it right back after the pass, and fires up a long two-pointer, and it is good for the freshman. 2-0. 2-0, Tri-County with the lead. finish Sagan Hart with the basketball, and Wurtenberger for three at the other end. Short, no good. Rebound, Gentry Lechtenberger again. She puts it up and in. Gentry had a tough day Saturday. She just could not stay out of foul trouble and just had a tough day for the sophomore. In her first year as a sophomore. There, I see her get off to a good start here tonight. Off the left side, Aubrey Sims with the basketball. She'll pass a left, now back in the middle to Ella Clark. Clark between the circle, holds the ball, now looking, passing off to the right side now. With it is Sims again on the inside, shot up, no. And coming down, Wurtenberger with a rebound off the stride, miss. Wurtenberger to the front court, moving left, hands the ball off there to Delaney Wick. Delaney moving around to the right side, and now to Olivia Eichhoff. Senior gets her first touch of the ball game. She comes around. It's knocked away. Stolen by the freshman. Peters on the run the other way, all the way in. It's up. It's good off the glass. I'll tell you what, that's a pretty good-looking freshman right there. We were tied at two momentarily. Now it's 4-2 Tri-County. The other way we come. Witt with the basketball off to Lechtenberg down the right side in traffic. Up for the scoop. Won't go. Rebound brought down there by Peters. Peters triple team dribbles out over to the sideline. And now a timeout called by Tri-County. The 5:41 to go in the period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
5:41 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-2. Tri-County with the lead over Sagan Hart. Trojan basketball at midcourt. Following the timeout, the ball comes into the front court and out to Aubrey Sims. Sims will pass off to Stride. Her shot knocked away. Lechtenberg coming down with it. Cross-court pass to Eichhoff into the paint. Left side up. Won't go. Got her own rebound, had it, lost it, dribbled away, and it's going to be out of bounds. Who's out of bounds? It's going to be Sacred Heart basketball. So the Irish have the ball, and into the game now comes Ellie Peters, a 5'8 junior. She'll check in for Kenzie Strine. Eichhoff inbound to the free. Lechtenberg, and she got pushed by Ella Clark. It wasn't so much a push as Ella was going that way, and the Lechtenberg stopped to make the catch, and she couldn't stop her momentum. Out comes Ella Clark. Into the game comes Malaya Gronemeyer. All right, Keller out between the circles. Now to Lechtenberg, left side. Underneath, open Lechtenberg. She got fouled. This one is going to go on Ellie Peters. Her first team foul, number three already on the Trojans. So it's going to be Jessica Wurtenberger back the line where she just missed two. It's up. It's good. That swishes home. Had a pretty good year at the free throw line, but missed those first two. 4-3. Now the score should read, and it's up and in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Gronemeyer. A one-point advantage for Tri-County, looking to add to it here as they come front court with the basketball. Over on the left side, Malia Gronemeyer. Right side, down it goes in the corner. Elizabeth Peter drives in. Shot blocked by Wurtenberger and or Lechtenberg. One of them got it, or both. And the ball ended up out of bounds. It belonged to Sacred Heart. Or excuse me, it belonged to Tri-County on the baseline. Inbound, it's stolen away by Delaney Witt. Witt, throw, throws it head into traffic, stolen back by Isabel Peters. Peters up the floor, 2-on-5. She dribbles out of there. Gets the ball over now to 35, Ellie Peters. Her shot is short. We got a foul on the rebound. That foul would go on Aubrey Sims, her first. Team foul number four already on the Trojans in this ball game. First half here. 4:46 to go in the first period. 4-3, Tri-County with the lead. End of the ball game for the Irish. Now comes D.C. Witt, a 5'4 freshman. Inbound the ball to Eichhoff in the backcourt. Peters guards her all the way up the floor. Handed off Lechtenberg, moving around the top of the post. and she got in with three defenders, and Trappel couldn't get stopped in the traffic, and a turnover to Tri-County. But now up the floor, Isabel Peters, a 5'3 freshman with it. She's got all four Tri-County points so far. Lobs it inside to Ellie Peters. And a foul on Macy Keller. First foul of the ball game against the Irish girls. Tri-County inbound from the baseline. Inbounding is Ellie Peters. She looks, lobs it in there to Isabel. It's taken away by Lechtenberg on the side. She stepped out of bounds as she made the catch. Not much operating room there, so now the ball moves out near midcourt. Ellie Peters will inbound again. Now gets it safely in there to Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer looks. Wartenberg guarded. The pass stolen away again by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg will bring it up the floor with a left-hand dribble across the midcourt. Off to Wartenberger. Drives to the paint. Down the lane. Nobody steps in front of her. And an easy layup for Jessica Wartenberger. She's got three, and the Irish take the lead for the first time at the halfway mark of the first quarter. Back the other way. Shot of the way. Up. No good there. That shot put up by Carly Shirley, who just checked into the ball game. Rebound, Wartenberger, head to Keller, and one step to the hole. Up and good. Wartenberger's rebound and the long assist up the floor. And now it's 7-4, Sacred Heart. 3:38 to go in the period. Down on the right side with it. Katrina Washburn back out top. Gronemeyer thought about the long, now dribbles in out the left side. Peters for two, up, no good for Isabel Peters. Rebound, Eichhoff on the run out, headed the other way. Layup is good on the west end for Sacred Hearts, Olivia Eichhoff. 3:15 to go, first period, 9-4, the Irish lead. We come the other way now with it. Tri-County has the basketball. They look, they go right side. Isabel Peters hold it. Oh, a big push in the back to Eichhoff there by Harley Geick, who's in the ballgame. No, that's 45. I'll tell you what's going on. Three-point shot up there by Washburn. No good. Weak side rebound comes down to Carly Sherling. And over to the right side, it goes to Isabel Peters. These girls for Tri-County, they're not really big. And their numbers are so crunched together in the back, it looks like one number, and you can't sort of tell what it is. They are not aircraft carriers, as we say sometimes. So, all right, ball out to the Irish. Into the game for Sacred Heart now is Avery Santo. Santo is in and out of the game, I believe, came Wartenberger. And now the ball's tipped away in the backcourt by Eichhoff, or from Eichhoff. That's going to begin back there defensively. Isabel Peters and lob in. Peters tried to get it. Eichhoff comes up with it now up the right side. Hands the ball off to Lechtenberg coming across the top from the right to the left. Now to Daisy Witt, the freshman, down in the corner to Olivia Eichhoff. 2:15 to go in the first. Eichhoff to the paint, through traffic, it's off the glass, no. Rebound grabbed up by Ella Clark. That ball hit about everywhere it could, except in the middle of the net. The other way we go, Ella Clark, front court with the ball, comes off to the middle now for Shirley. Shirley to Isabel Peters, inside pass, turnaround jumper in the lane, short, no good. Rebound brought down by Eichhoff, after the miss by Clark. Eichhoff to the front, through the midcourt circle. Down to Lechtenberg, driving underneath. Got too far under there, got tipped down off the hands of Keller, and a two-point layup for Lechtenberg. She got the rebound and the bucket. Down a pass in the middle, knocked away, stolen away by Avery Santo. Santo will bring it up for the Irish. To the front court, top of the key, moving left, hands off to Eichhoff. Olivia in the paint, pulls up, jumps underneath. Lechtenberg up for the layup. It is good. The assist to Eichhoff. Timeout called by Tri-County, now down 13-4. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Here at the Rural Activity Center at Sacred Heart. 13-4 Sacred Heart. They trailed early 4-2. It's an 11-0 run now. An 11-0 run for the Irish girls. Huddle up, Coach Connor Hogue taking his second timeout here in his first quarter. The Irish break huddle first. Come on out. Delaney Witt back in the ball game for Sacred Heart with Deasy. Jessica Wurtenberger is in. Lechtenberg stays in, and Avery Sando. Tri-County ball to the front court to cut. With it, left side. Abe Aubrey Sims. Picked up her dribble, comes cross court to Ella Clark. Clark in the paint with the ball to Strine. Kicked back out. Clark with it, drives down. Shot blocked by Lechtenberg. Loose ball picked up by Wurtenberger. She's on the move the other way. Trailing the play, now stops. Off to Delaney Witt, free throw line, Lechtenberg jumper, left corner of the lane, up, no good. Got her own follow shot, is blocked, but a foul called. Lechtenberg with her third rebound, the foul would go foul on Ella Clark, 31, okay, that's what he said, that's her second foul. Team foul number five, and Lechtenberg of the line up and rattles it home. 7 points now for Jenny Lechtenberg. She'll have another one coming here. Clark will sit down with two fouls back in there. Malia Grunemeyer. Ready to go again with the free throw. Second one coming up for the sophomore. It's on the mark. And it is 15-4 Irish. Sacred Heart coming off a rough loss to St. Joe LeBlanc on Saturday afternoon here at the rack. Now with the top of the key is going to be Sims. Gets the ball away, and now right back. Tried to drive, cut off there by Witt. Pass the ball back out to the top to Sherling. Sherling to the right side to Gronemeyer. Work the ball around into the game now. Brooke Morgan, a 5'7 freshman, a young team for Tri-County. 9 seconds to go in the first period. See if they can get a shot off. No, Lechtenberg with another steal. Three on the clock in midcourt. Pass ahead, and they can't make connections on the pass. After one, Sacred Heart girls, 15. Tri-County Trojan girls, 4. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS. This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
8 minutes up on the clock, ready to go here in the second quarter tonight at the Rural Activity Center in Falls City. I'm John Nixon with you here tonight at courtside, taking care of the show for us, keeping us on the air. Tri-County basketball to start quarter number two. They find themselves in an 11-point hole here. Sacred Heart on a 13-0 run. Since they trailed 4-2, game was tied at 2. Here's the ball knocked away, picked off, stolen by Delaney Witt up the left sideline for the senior. Keeps the dribble, reverses now to the top of the key, over it goes, and now it will be Avery Santo with it. She'll get it back, and now a lob in to Keller for Witt. Maisie looks at her like, I'm not that tall. So it will be Tri-County ball on their end. On the baseline, I should say, on the Irish end. And now here comes Tri-County up the floor. All four of their points belong to Isabel Peters, freshman. Now here's a drive to the left side. Aubrey Sims with it. Now to Peters. Peters goes inside with the pass. Spinning around. Pass out. Taken away by Eichhoff for the Irish. Olivia Eichhoff pushes her way in, up off the board for two. Her second bucket of the ball game. So the Irish now leading it 17-4. Here's a steal by Delaney Witt. Left-hand layup at the other end, up and good. And it's now 19-4, Sacred Heart on a 17-0 run here. To the front court we go, off the left side now to Kenzie Strine. Strine will hold it back out to the top and pass across. Santo nearly got it. Gets through, now down to Peter, shoots it too long. Rebound Lewis, brought down, put back no good by Washburn. She got it again. Double teamed, held ball, and that will go to the Irish on the alternating possession. So into the game for Sacred Heart. Daisy Witt and Gentry Lechtenberg. Sitting down will be Avery Santo and Delaney Witt. Ball comes in the backcourt to Daisy Witt. She'll come up the floor. Working at the point. Guarded there. Pass tipped away. Wurtenberger gets it out. Dribbles up free throw line. Throws to Lechtenberg left side. Moves in. Fends off with one arm. Dribbles with the other. Now caught. Bounce pass in. Tipped away from Keller. And here comes Tri-County on the run, and Isabel Peters lost it. Eichhoff ends up with it from Keller. Olivia to the front, top of the key, works right, hands it off to Daisy Witt in the circle at the free throw area. Now off to Wurtenberger, out it goes to Eichhoff from 15. Off the glass, no, the rebound comes out. That held ball is going to go to the Lady Trojans of Tri-County High School. 5:36 left in the first half, 19-4, Sacred Heart. Tri-County will put Bella Clark back in there with the two fouls. Takes the pass. Looks cross court. Isabel Peters with it. Peters will hand it forward. Washburn. Now back to the right wing. Clark. They go to the top of the key and now drive down to the baseline against Sacred Heart defense, which has been very stout here in the early going. Off the right side. Man-to-man defense by the Irish girls. Off the left side. Back out to the top. Isabel Peters. They're not able to get the ball inside the three-point line. Right now, a girl stands with 1 foot inside the three. Now a drive to the hoop, a reverse layup try. Came up empty, rebound brought down by Wurtenberger. She's on the run the other way, hands off to Daisy Witt. In the paint, up and 10-footer won't go. Keller the rebound, left hand up, good, and a foul. Macy Keller with her first 2 points, had a free throw coming. Foul is going to be on Tri-County on Katrina Washburn, 45, foul at 45. That's what happened there. Okay. I get it now. 21-4, Sacred Heart. Keller looking to add one more to the lead here. Macy, a senior, steps up, eyes the bucket. It's on the way up, and it's good. Drops it through the three-point play, and the run now is at 20-0. Off the right side with the basketball there to Carly Sherling. Sherling hands the ball across the court to Clark. Clark dribbles across. Lechtenberg with another steal. Boy, I have trouble keeping their names apart. And I don't know why. Inside it goes. Wurtenberger, turnaround, left hand, little hook shot. Up and good for the Irish senior. 24-4, Sacred Heart on the left side now. with the basketball. Ella Clark drives up, shoots, no, rebound, grabbed by Daisy Wick. She runs up the right side, gets forced into the middle. Off to Wurtenberger. Open from three on the left side of the circle. In, out, no. Lechtenberg, the rebound, and the putback. Up and good. That is double figures for Gentry Lechtenberg now. She's got 10 to the other end. Timeout call by Coach Connor Hogue. And it's now 26-4. Sacred Heart back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
3:47 to go in the first half. Sacred Heart leading 26-4 after trailing 4-2 in the very early going here tonight. Coach Connor Hogue is very young. I see they got one senior on the Tri-County squad. And I see two, three, four juniors. But five of their 14 players are juniors or seniors, one of them a senior. The rest are freshmen and sophomores, so they've got some learning and growing to do against a team that's starting four seniors and ranked number six this week in Class D2. Cross court with a pass to Aubrey Sims. Should give it on the left elbow. Brooke Morgan with it. Now back to Isabel Peters, coming to the near side to Ella Clark. Playing catch outside the three-point line. Peters will fire for three. It's up. It's good. That was Ellie Peters with the triple. And that ends a 20 run for Sacred Heart. Now a little pressure in the backcourt. And Wurtenberger up to the front for the Irish. Moving around to the left side. Hands it off to Daisy Witt. Daisy, if she turns, she was open for a shot there, didn't take it. Now Eichhoff will back it out with 3:02 to play in the first half. Hand it off to Lechtenberg. Pass attempt inside, batted away, stolen, and here comes Tri-County. Trojans in the front court off the left side to Ellie Peters. Looking, passes off, gets it right back, throws inside for Morgan. Pass loose, back out to Peters. Now it'll be Isabel Peters. She'll fire a triple and hit it on the right side. So Isabel Peters with her 7th point. It's now 26-10. That looks a lot better up on the scoreboard than 26-4. Still a 16-point lead for the Irish. Up the floor. Lechtenberg down the lane. Out it goes to Eichhoff from 16, right corner. No. Rebound tipped by Wurtenberg, coming down with it will be the Trojans. They run all the way up, stop, and a pop, and a foul as Aubrey Sims put the shot up. She got fouled from behind and will go to the line to shoot a pair. Sacred Heart foul, Gentry Lechtenberg, her first. That's only the second foul of the game on the Irish. Free throw on the way up, off the back iron, too strong. Delaney Witt and Avery Sando in for Sacred Heart. Lechtenberg will sit down along with D.C. Witt now. All right, at the line, ready to go. Second free throw for Sims is up and good. 26-11. I am watching Coach Connor Hogue down here and flashing back because his father is Coach Don over the Fall City Tigers. Connor has the same foot stomp as his dad. I'm trying to get some of his attention. That right foot is stomping just like dad. 26-11 with 2:02 to go here in the first half. Sacred Heart with the lead after the turnover. Here comes Tri-County up the floor with the basketball. Cross court they go with the pass. Strine lobs inside and nobody home. And it will go to the Irish. Minute 50 left. First half. Bringing in to Olivia Eichhoff against pressure. She'll get it over to Wartenberger. Jessica up the front, over to Witt. Delaney to Keller. Back to Wartenberger down the lane. A lot of contact, and a foul will go against 31. For 13, we got 31. Oh, that's going to be Ella Clark. Ella picks up her third for Tri-County. And Wartenberger head to the line to shoot two more. She's got five and making 6 points on the evening. It's 27-11. Back in is Malia Gronemeyer. Second free throw up and good. Drops them both straight through. Three out of six line now for Wartenberger. 7 points in the ball game. A minute and a half to go in the first half, and it's going to be off the right side now to Strine. Back to the top, swinging it around to the left side now. Sims with it. Sims gives it up, a drive toward the middle, and a shot. Isabel Peters, no good. Rebound, Delaney Witt. Up the floor she comes on the left side. Keller, free throw line down to Lechtenberg. She's going to hop to Wartenberg. Oh, my goodness. See if I can get that straight here eventually. And Jessica with two more. That's nine for her. The three-pointer at the other end. Up, no good by Gronemeyer. The rebound brought down by Keller. Keller to Delaney Witt. Free throw line. Had it knocked away. It rolls to Avery Santo. Avery in the paint. Out to Wartenberger. Jessica coming to the left side. Looks, handed off, Delaney Witt, 42 seconds to go in the first half. Santo in the lane, a runner too strong, and Wartenberger couldn't hang on to the rebound. It came off kind of hot, and it will be Tri-County ball. Into the game will come Katrina Washburn in there now for Ellie Peters. Shay Hart picking up at midcourt here, it looks like, with 32 seconds to go in the half. Isabel Peters up the front, drilled away by Wartenberger. Wartenberger will slow it down. Coach Luke Santo gets one shot to the front, off the left side now, over cross court, Eichhoff, Olivia, back left to the freshman, Avery Santo. Back to Wartenberger, 10 on the clock now. Start to move against the man-to-man defense. Down in the corner, Santo looking, guarded tightly there. Three on the clock. Delaney Witt drives in, begins traffic, a lot of contact. No whistle, and that will end the half. Sagan Hart, 15 each quarter, has 30 on the board. Tri-County has 11 on the board, and that's our halftime score, 30-11. The Irish lead will take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, and we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Halftime at the Rural Activity Center in Falls City. The Irish girls used a 20-0 or 24-0 run to go from down 4-2 to ahead 26-4 in that first and second quarter. And they lead it now 30-11. Tri-County led by Isabel Peters. She had 7 in the first half, 3 for Ellie Peters on a 3-pointer. And Aubrey Sims had 1. I'm missing 2 points for the Irish. I don't know who scored them. I'll find out later. 9 for Jessica Wurtenberger for Sacred Heart. 10 for Jenny Lechtenberg in the first half for the Irish. Olivia Eichhoff with 4. 2 for Delaney Witt. And 3 for Macy Keller. So now I got to find 2 points somewhere for somebody. We'll do that after the game and let you know who's got it for the boys' game. But anyway, at any rate, the Irish lead it now 30-11 over the Tri-County Trojans. Coming up later, boys' game, Sacred Heart and Tri-County. Reminder, Thursday's Sacred Heart game at Elwood Murdoch that was supposed to be played has been postponed due to the impending weather. In fact, Tri-County School, they've already let school out for tomorrow due to the weather. There's no school at Tri-County tomorrow. That's why we kind of tipped off early, because they're supposed to have final exams before the Christmas break, but no school tomorrow at Tri-County. So keep up with us here for the next few days. We'll watch the weather for you. But right now tonight, a lot more basketball coming your way. 30-11, the Irish lead at halftime of our girls' game. We'll take a break here for our sponsors. Check that weather forecast. More sponsors and back with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A wind chill warning begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until noon Saturday. A winter storm warning begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 7 p.m. Friday night. Lows around 9 above tonight under overcast skies. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow tomorrow 30. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny
101.3. Back at the Row Activity Center in Falls City. It is 30-11, the Irish lead over the squad from Tri-County High School, Tri-County Trojan. Got a minute or so here before we tip off the second half, or start the second half, I should say. A Fall City Tiger girls team in the lead after one quarter out of Elwin Burdock. Fall City up 11-10. That game over on sister station, KTNC, Randy Gatula, up there tonight doing the action for you. Ready to go here. Two teams huddle up with their coaches. No more basketball after tonight until January 3rd on the radio. At least high school actually got Husker basketball over on KTNC coming up. We'll have Chiefs football and such like that here on Sunny 101.3 during the Christmas season and New Year. But no high school basketball until January 3rd after tonight on Sunny. There's the horn. We're ready to go. Maybe. Sacred Heart gets the ball. Starting quarter number three here. Lechtenberg will inbound from midcourt. Same five starters for the Irish. And it looks like for Tri-County as well. Eichhoff on the left side with the ball. Going to lob it inside. Wurtenberger, left hand, left side. No, got her own miss. Put it up and got fouled. Foul will go against Isabel Peters. Her first team foul, number one of the ball game, or the second half. Wurtenberger at the line again has 9 points and make it 10. And now made three in a row and four out of the last five for the Irish. Sets, fires, and swishes another one home. And it's 32-11, Sacred Heart. Isabel Peters, the freshman point to the front court, gives the ball on the block on the left side for Strine. Inside, up, it's down and a foul. That will be Gentry Lechtenberg with her second foul. Strine gets her first 2 points of the ball game. Strine with 2 points now. Lechtenberg with the foul, her second. Free throw up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Macy Keller. We come back the other way now. Wurtenberger with the basketball for the Irish. Comes up with, going to pull up, and inside the free throw circle, way back toward the edge, up and good. 13 now for the Irish senior, and the lead is 21, 34-13. Isabel Peters cross court, and Delaney Witt tried to time the pass and get the steal and her trouble. She has called for her first foul of the ball game. Inbound on the far side, the trigger person is Kennedy Strine. Backcourt to Peters. Peters works up on the right side with the pass there for Sims. Sims goes inside with the pass off the glass and the shot no good by Washburn. Tie up on the rebound. That should belong to Tri-County, and it does on the alternating possession here. So Tri-County will inbound from the baseline here. Trigger person, Kenzie Strine. Everybody in the corner of the lane gets the ball in. Lechtenberg knocks it loose. Wurtenberger ties up with it for the Irish, along with Katrina Washburn, and it will be Sacred Heart ball this time on the alternating possession. To the front court comes Delaney Witt for the basketball. Witt works it up now to Eichhoff. Olivia, free throw line, back to Keller off the right side to Witt. Witt dribbles over, a little nice little play, a little give and go, a little roll, a little pick and roll there, and 2 points for Macy Keller, gives her 5 in the ball game. She set the pick, got the pass, gave it right back, and down the hole she went, and her perfect pass, the assist to Delaney Witt. Bounce pass inside, force it up in there, will be Strine. Rebound brought down by Wurtenberger, that's number 5. She crosses midcourt with a left-hand dribble. Now reverses back to the right side of the free throw circle, passes off now. Eichhoff sees a lane to the hole, up, and it won't go. Rebound Keller, left hand up, won't go. Rebound tipped around, finally controlled by Tri-County. 36-13, the lead for the Irish. Oh, my goodness. Olivia Eichhoff ran into a screen and ran right through it, knocked the Tri-County girl down. Olivia picks up her first foul of the ball game, team foul number 3. That's one more foul the Irish committed in the first half. 5:52 to go in the third. The Irish up 36-13. Isabel Peters with a bounce pass into the paint to Strine. It's up short, and the ball is going to end up out of bounds. It will be Sigmar basketball. Well, the Irish, no, it's not. Say something, the Irish touched that ball. Tri-County basketball. Get it in. Bring it around the horn. Sims with it all the way left side. And Isabel Peters, 3 ball. Too strong on a weak side rebound. Took a big hop, and Olivia Eichhoff brings it down. Quick pass up the right sideline to Wurtenberger. Now Jess working into the middle. Top of the circle, moving around to the left side and off now to Witt. Delaney, they're running a little weave out top, and now down the lane, Lechtenberg stripped to the ball as she went up for the layup. They got her on the arm, and they'll send her to the free throw line. The foul will go on Kenzie Strine for second. Team foul number 2 of the half, and at the line, Lechtenberg, 2 for 2 in the ball game, and still 2 for 3 now. The Trojans bring Ella Clark in off the bench now with 3 fouls. She'll check in there for Kenzie Strine, who has 2. Lechtenberg's free throw, short, no good. Keller with the rebound. Macy looking. Out it goes on the left side, and that's going to be Eichhoff. To Wurtenberger, lob it inside, and Keller, nobody in there that can handle her. For the squad from Tri-County, it's now 38-13. On the right side, 3 ball off. Short, no good for Ella Clark on the right side. Rebound on the baseline. We got to scramble for it. Getting to it first and holding on was Melina Gronemeyer. But the Irish got a hold of the basketball. Force a hold and alternating possession. It stays with Tri-County in the corner. From the side, Isabel Peters will bring the ball in on the left side. No, she was 35, not 35. It was Ellie Peters. Now she's got it back from the top of the key. Got it. It's a 2-pointer and her toe on the line. Ellie Peters with 5 in the game now, 38-15. Sacred Heart with the lead. Moving up, Delaney Witt with it. Hands it off now to Daisy Witt. Daisy drilling around looking for help. Here, Delaney, you take it a while. She'll drill it. Lechtenberg came up to get it, and Delaney said, no, no, now we're both the same. Oh, there's a pick and roll again to Keller. 1-on-4, up with the right hand, no, a lot of contact, no call either way. And here comes Tri-County off the miss. And a pull-up jumper by Ellie Peters. No good. Rebound to Lechtenberg. She's got five of them now. All the way to the other end. Spins into the lane. Up. No good. Got her own rebound. Up. No good. Rebound brought down by the Trojans. To the front court we go. Ellie Peters with the pass behind her teammate, Ella Clark. Out of bounds it goes, trying to get out the door, but it will be stopped, and the Irish get the ball, leading to 38-15. Avery Sando in for the Irish now against full court pressure here. Delaney Witt takes it in from Stacy. Front court with a dribble. Luke Sando wants a timeout. Talk it over with 3:44 to go in the third. Back to 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We have a 38-15 lead for the Signor Irish here in the third quarter in our girls game. 3:44 left. Coach Luke Sando called a timeout. And we're just about ready to get going here again. Irish took the timeout, their first of the ball game. All right, Sager ball near midcourt, inbound in Gentry Lechtenberg. Couple of freshmen there for the Irish now, and Daisy Witt and Deidre Sando. Get it into Delaney Witt, she'll dribble out on the right side, Lechtenberg. Took a big step, throws it up off the glass. No. Rebound brought down by Tri-County. Battling for it, Aubrey Sims. She'll get the ball away to Isabel Peters. On the right side, three ball loaded up. Fired short, no good by Ella Clark. Rebound brought down by Avery Santo. Avery will bring it up. Top of the key, works left side to Lechtenberg. 3:10 to play in the third. Lechtenberg looking right, goes lane, and fell down, lost her balance. Fell down backwards, the ball ahead the other way, off the glass, up, no good by Ella Clark. Rebound brought down again by Sando, two in a row for the freshman. And a long pass up the floor, intended for Lechtenberg. Tipped away, out of bounds, off the hand of Ella Clark, and it will be cigarette ball underneath their own bucket. Leah Gronemeyer comes in along with Kenzie Strine back in there. Okay, for Tri-County. Everybody on the corner of the lane for the Irish as they inbound the ball with 2:52 to play in the third. Daisy with the trigger gets it into Lechtenberg, and she drives to the hole, in and out of the hole. No good. Rebound to Keller. Put back is good. Macy Keller with 9 in the ball game now. 40-15. The Irish have the 25-point advantage. Off the right side, Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer looks. Hangs the ball around to the left side on the wing. Pass inside Keller with a reach. Through, not around, got some arm, and Macy picks up her second foul of the ball game. Team foul number 4. Into the game for Sacred Heart, Jocelyn Overdeen, 5'8 sophomore. Wartenberger back into the game, Eichhoff back in the ball game. Daisy Witt and Avery Sando stay in for Sacred Heart. Inbound the ball, and trying to get the steal was Eichhoff. Bounce the ball on the in line, it stays with Tri-County. Bring it in out top now. With it, Aubrey Sims out to Peters. Missed it. Rebound on the offensive end. Give it up now. Again, Peters shoots. Missed it. And a foul on another putback by, this time, Ellie Peters. A foul on the Irish. That will go against Jessica Wartenberger. And now at the line, it is going to be Peters. She'll set herself up and good. Kelly Peters now with 6 points in the ball game, looking for seven, which would tie her for honors on the team. Second free throw, and good again. Allie Peters and Isabel Peters with seven apiece for Tri-County, but they're down 40-17. To the front, Olivia Eichhoff works into the middle, down the lane, right hand off the glass, no bucket. 13 the call. Offensive foul, Olivia Eichhoff, her second foul, team foul number six. 2:04 to go, coming up the floor, third period. Isabel Peters off the right side of the basketball there for Kenzie Stride. Up shot, no, rebound. Eichhoff had it, got it knocked loose. Underneath, Eichhoff tips the pass, driving in, shooting, no good. It is Stride. Rebound brought down by Sacred Heart, grabbed up there by Daisy Witt. So now, Wartenberger to the front. Ball tip, got it back. Now to Daisy Witt around the right side. She pulls up from 12 feet. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, push foul on the Trojans. That foul will go on Ellie Peters. It'll be her second foul and team foul number 3.5 on Tri-County. Coach Connor Hogue will bring off the bench Carly Sherling again, a 5'3 senior. Sideline to sideline, along the baseline for the Irish. She comes into Wartenberger. Back to Eichhoff, who triggered in. Left side of the lane, now backs out beyond the three-point line. Hands the ball away, and a bounce pass tip stolen by the Trojans, and a held ball will stay on the Sacred Heart end now. Minute 12 left in this third period. The boys' game will follow here tonight later on. Inbounding, Wartenberger. Looking, this third quarter taking a while. Bringing in with the basketball now will be Olivia Eichhoff. Moving. Right side, Daisy Witt. Drill around. A lot of contact, no call. Weave up, and we got another foul. This time is Avery Santa drove down the right side. She will be fouled by Kenzie Strine, her third, team foul number four. Inbound, knocked away, and now stolen back by Eichhoff. She goes up and gets fouled. So a turnover each way, and the foul is again on Kenzie Strine. Now she's got four. That's two quick ones. Olivia Eichhoff, just 4 points in the ballgame so far. First trip to the line tonight right here for the Irish senior. She'll get set. Ready. Fires. Got it. Five for Eichhoff. 41-17. 52 seconds to go in quarter number three. Second free throw coming up here. On the way up. And good. Got them both. 42-17, and the other way we go, Tri-County ball with 50 seconds in the third quarter. Down to the right side, Shearling pass inside, knocked away, stolen by the Irish. Jessica Wartenberger pulls up at the free throw line, now backs out beyond the three-point line, off to Daisy Witt. Daisy Witt cross court and tipped away. That ball didn't have any air under, trying to get over there to Avery Sano, but a Trojan knocked it out of bounds. And it will be Sacred Heart inbound, halfway between midcourt and the baseline. Wartenberger looking, lobs it in there to Daisy Witt. So this is the way you throw that pass, Daisy. Lob it up in the air like that. Witt had it knocked loose. Now got it back. Now knocked away again by Isabel Peters. Gardner all the way up the floor and hands the ball off now to Avery Sando down the lane. Wartenberger gets the pass. Drives to the hole and puts it up and in. 15 for Wartenberger. The nice assist that time to Avery Sando, the freshman. Five on the clock. Tri-County got to shoot it. Nobody looking, and they don't get a shot off. After three, it's Sacred Heart 44 and Tri-County 17. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Fall City, Pro Activity Center, where it is 44-17. Cigar with the lead here after three quarters tonight. All right, ready to go here. It will be Tri-County basketball, and the ball comes in on the right side, and now back to Isabel Peters, the freshman. Passes off, now it gets the ball away to Ellie Peters. Back to the top with the ball, handed there, Carly Sherling. Sherling goes inside for Ella Clark. Clark had it knocked loose, got it back. Tried to elevate the ball toward the hole. It's touched, it's blocked by the Irish, probably by Keller, it looked like. Now it will be inbound to Sherling. Tough catch, and in the middle, pass knocked away by Lechtenberg. It goes to Delaney Witt. Delaney up the floor on the left side, hands off to Lechtenberg. She's going to head for the paint. Across the lane she goes, keeps the dribble, hands it off there for Eichhoff. Now inside Wurtenberger, double teamed, and a foul. Well, you pick him, Mr. Official. I'm not sure who they got. They narrowed down to two. They picked Isabel Peters. Her second, team foul number six. Jessica Wurtenberger at the line, rattles it home. 16 for Wurtenberger. A little above her average on the season, but she's had some 18, 19-point games here already this year. Sets, fires, got it again. Made that one. She's hit six in a row at the line. 7 of 10 on the night. 46-17. Now over the right side and a pass down to the corner and a full traveling call. Ella Clark was getting ready to elevate a shot and went up and down when she saw Wurtenberger coming at her. She couldn't get the shot away and came back down. All right, Wurtenberger inbound against full court pressure, bringing in Delaney Witt. Delaney comes to the right sideline, goes past her bench, spins in with the left hand in the free throw area, hands it off to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger driving to the right side, down to the hole, splits defenders, off the glass, it's good, and a blocking foul called. Will put her at the line to shoot for a three-point opportunity. That foul will go on Ella Clark, and she's got four. So Wurtenberger now with 19 in the game, looking for number 20. It's up. It's good. Seven in a row. Eight out of 11 on the night at the line. 49-17. Say hurt by 32. In the paint, free throw line just inside line. Turnaround good for Ellie Peters. Ellie's got nine in the game. It's 49-19. To the front we go with the basketball now. It's going to be Olivia Eichhoff. Guarded out top, dribbles around the defender to the left side. Now comes back into the free throw circle. Still dribbling, hands off to Delaney Witt. Delaney back and in, spin move. Gets around the screen of Keller. Hits the deck as she shoots. No good. Rebound brought down Ella Clark. Clark can head up the floor now with it to Sims. Sims to Sherling. Up, no. Rebound ran down in the corner by Jessica Wartenberger. Long pass up to Eichhoff, off the glass, too strong. Rebound underneath, Lechtenberg up, no, whistle and a foul will put her at the free throw line. Foul will go up to be number 5 on Ella Clark. Ella fouls out with 5:52 to go. No points on the night. Into the game comes 21. Kenzie Strine back in there. Also in, Katrina Washburn is there. And now, free throw, Lechtenberg up and good. That's 11 points now for Gentry. She'll have one more here. She's now 3 out of 5 of the line. .552 left, up, and good. Knocks him home. The Niners were 10 for 15 through the first 3 quarters of the game. They sent 5 for 5, so now they're 15 out of 20 at the line tonight. With the ball in the right corner, handling it there, Katrina Washburn goes inside. Held ball will go to Sig Hardest Keller. Reaches in and grabs onto it. Mackenzie Strine. Mackenzie will not win that battle of tug of war. Now, A.C. Witt brings it in to Delaney with 5.5 to play. Stolen. Oh, what a foul. That looked good when I saw it anyway, but a foul called on Isabel Peters, her third. Now we're going to walk the other end, shoot 1-1 here for the Trojans. 5:29 to play. To the line, Sacred Heart Senior, Delaney Witt. 1-1, Delaney has 2 points in the ball game. Free throw up, bounces off, no good. The rebound ran down by Kenzie Strine. She'll get it away, and up the floor, Isabel Peters. Lobs it ahead, and that will be caught there by Ella Peters. Back out to Isabel. And now Isabel gets it back. Passes right side for Sims. Looks, pulls up. 15-footer won't go off two Irish players. And finally, Eichhoff runs it down on the run all the way. No, that's Witt. Up, it won't go. Rebound, D.C. Witt off the miss from Delaney Witt. 53-19. Sager with the lead. Sims with the jumper. Good from 12 feet on the right wing. 3 for Aubrey Sims now. Here's the full court pressure again. And timeout by Sacred Heart. The Irish are having trouble getting it in. Luke Sandwich says timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at the rack. Sacred Heart with the lead, 53-21. Sarah called the timeout. City of the possession there. And here we go. Bring it in. It will be brought in to Avery Sando. She'll get it away to Delaney to Daisy. No, that's Delaney Witt. 10, not 11. Okay. Delaney now will hand it to Daisy. She'll work the ball around the perimeter. Come to the right side, bounce pass down to Avery Sando, pulls up 10-footer, no. Rebound kept alive by Jocelyn Overdeen. It ends up in the hands of Delaney Witt, who puts it up and in. She now has 4, and it's 55-21, Sacred Heart. Here's a shot up, 12-footer, no good, right side, Kenzie Sherling. And up the floor comes Delaney Witt. She gets fouled, goes head over heels. And foul on Ellie Peters, her third. Team foul number 10 on the Trojans. So two free throws coming here for Delaney Witt now. 0 for 1 at the line in the ball game. Sets fires around the rim, it goes, no good. She'll get another one here. Brooke Morgan, a 5'7 freshman, checks in for Tri-County along with Kenzie Strine back in there. Witt sets, fires, hits that one. 55, making 56-21 with that bucket. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Boys game will follow this one tonight. At the front we go. Left side working around. That is Aubrey Sims. Passes off, driving the baseline, shooting, but fouled will be the Trojans. And at the line to shoot to, Kenzie Strine. Kenzie Strine at the line. Shaylee Schmitz in the game for the Irish. They brought some players in during that timeout. Jocelyn Oberding's in there. Shaylee Schmitz in there. The free throw is good for Strine. Should get another one here. Also the game is Ellie Falk, a 5'8 junior. Free throw high, arcing shot short, no good. Brought down out of the air by Overdeen. Who else in there? Santos stayed in, and Daisy Witt stayed in. Now, up the floor, right side, Schmidt. Bounce pass across the lane, stolen away. And now the Trojans come up the floor with it. 3:30 to go. Top free throw line circle is up, no good, by Isabel Peters, and it will be Irish basketball on the baseline. With 3:26 to play here. Daisy Witt to Schmidt. Cross court. Avery Sando. Drill on the left side. Back to the right side. Now holds on to it. Gives off to Daisy Witt. Daisy at the top of the key. Running the weave out top. To Schmidt. She'll come around. The pick by Oberding. Pass underneath to Sando, finds a way to the hole, found an open path, and put it up over the side for her first bucket of the ballgame. 58-22, Sacred Heart. To the far side, three ball, buries it, a rifle shot. The right elbow by Aubrey Sim. She doubled her scoring output now, has six in the ballgame. Timeout just to change players here by Coach Connor Hogue. He says, no, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to put some new players in. So, out of the game goes Avery Sando. Into the game for the Irish comes Shay DeLisi. DeLisi is in the ball game. 2:43 to go. Into that court, Shaylee Schmidt up the floor and stolen away from the side by Isabel Peters. Peters coming up the floor. Stops, gives the ball back, and an 18-footer on the rim, no good by Ellie Peters. Rebound is loose. There's a scramble, laying on her back, and up on the basket with the ball was Shay DeLisi for the Irish. And as they got rid of it, traveling is called. It's not, no, held ball. Okay, I get it. All right, now Tri-County ball inbound. Shot up from 16 feet. No good by Aubrey Sims. Rebound to the Irish, and it's going to be up the floor now to Schmidt again from Daisy Witt. Daisy in the corner. Coach Hogue says, get in that corner and trap her. She got away. Daisy Witt down the left side, off to Falk. Ellie coming around the top of the defense, all the way to the left side to the right side. And we got a foul called against Isabel Peters. Report, and to the free throw line will be the Irish. And at the line, it's going to be Ellie Falk, 5'8 junior. She'll get ready with a minute 55 to go in this one. Ready, aim, fire. No, in and out, no good. Hit the front, the back, and missed the center. Karen wouldn't work. Ready to go here with the free throw is Ellie Falk once again. Free throw on the way up and got that one. And it's 59-25, Sacred Heart. To the front we go with the basketball now over to the right side. Working it around. Now it is a three ball up and good by Carly Shirley. 58-25. 49-28 with 90 seconds to go. Coach Hoke's 10 feet out on the floor giving directions. Still on the floor. Get out of there. You can't now play defense. There you go. Over to Santa now for the Irish. Coming up the floor, gets cut off. Move the ball around from the left side to the right side, and the ball was loose. Santa got it back. Now off to D.C. Witt. Witt driving. I tell you what, Isabel Peters, good ball player, freshman. She is aggressive on defense, even with the four fouls. And now on the left side, Falk with it. Falk coming around the perimeter. Goes the ball inside, stolen away by Isabel Peter. Feeds the ball ahead to her teammate, up and over the front end for Shirley. Carly Shirley now has five in the ball game. Oop, nobody stayed home to take it out for the Irish. Now Falk will bring it in with 46 seconds to go. Now to D.C. Witt in the backcourt to Falk, looking, throws it high. It's front court, but who's got it? It is out of bounds to the Irish cheerleaders. Oh, it'll go to Tri-County. 59-30, our score. Up the floor, once again, comes Isabel Peters off the right side. Hand the ball away. Now to Ellie Peters, back to Isabel. Right side Sims for three, another rifle shot. It doesn't have a lot of end runner, but it's going to the net. She's got nine. She's got eight of them here in the fourth quarter, 59-33. Ball knocked away from Santo, out of bounds, with 10 seconds to go here in this ball game. 59-33. Sigurd stolen on the inbound by Isabel Peters. Goes up. Had it blocked away by Santa, who came down with the basketball. Stolen by Isabel Peters. And that's your ball game. Your final score, 59-33. Sigurd with a win. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at the Row Activity Center, see our girls pick up their fifth win of the year over Tri-County, 59-33. Scoring the ball game for Tri-County, they are led by Ellie Peters and Aubrey Sims with 9 apiece, 7 for Isabel Peters, 5 for Carly Sherlin, and 3 for Kenzie Stride. For Sagan Hart in the ball game tonight, the scoring looks this way. Jessica Wurtenberger had 20 in the ball game, a dozen for Gentry Lechtenberg. Macy Keller had 9, 1 for Ellie Falk. We have 2 for Daisy Witt, 5 for Delaney Witt, 6 for Olivia Eichhoff, and 2 for Avery Santa. And the Irish win it, 59-33. They are now 5-2, Tri-County 1-6 on the year. So that will do it for the girls' game. We'll take a break here. We'll be back with about 14, 15 minutes with the boys' game coming up on Sunny 101.3.